Welcome to the MILF Way. Mindful, intuitive, lifestyle, fitness. An all-encompassing wellness podcast featuring some of the most successful, influential parents and experts out there. I'm your host, Cherokee Luker, mother, model, fitness trainer, and wellness enthusiast. Join me as we dive into all things MILF.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by Pure Mama Skincare, a deeply nourishing range of naturally powerful skincare designed to support you through pregnancy and postpartum. With their liquid gold belly oil, sellout magnesium body rub, and range of all-natural purpose-led products, Pure Mama is your absolute go-to for safe, effective, beautiful skincare. Shop now at puremama.com or join the Pure Mama community at puremama_skincare.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode. I am flying solo today, and I've been wanting to do an episode on this subject for quite some time now. I feel like I've become really interested in hearing other people's morning and nighttime routines, just because I feel like a very common thread between successful people is that they end up developing a very specific and regimented morning and nighttime routine. It sets you up for the day. It's the way that you end every single day. And I've taken little bits and pieces from people I admire and people I look up to and health experts and whatnot. And so I thought I'd come on here and share mine with you all. Of course, there's different seasons of life, and with that comes changes in your morning and nighttime routines. I'm in a very particular season of my life right now. I'm currently sitting here 38 weeks and 2 days pregnant, so little girl can make her debut any day now. I am anxiously awaiting her arrival, honestly hoping that she comes sooner than later. But yeah, my morning and nighttime routine has obviously fluctuated and it's changed and it's not always perfect. So rather than labeling it as a morning and nighttime routine, I kind of am more so just telling you guys like my non-negotiables of what I do every single day in order to feel my best and set myself up for success as much as I can. This has been the most humbling experience of my life, this pregnancy, by far. And so, yeah, I just want to preface this episode with this does not happen every single day. Like, I do not hit all of these marks every single day. This is an ideal situation. And because I am so extremely pregnant and also have a toddler at home, things vary day to day. So just take all of this with a grain of salt. Know that I'm definitely not perfect and do not accomplish all of these things. But this is kind of a formula that I would love to achieve every day. And if I'm able to do it 5 out of the 7 days a week, great. So I guess we'll just jump right in and start with the morning. So every single night is different because I'm at a stage right now where I am so insanely uncomfortable, and there are nights where I literally don't sleep at all. And so the time that I wake up varies day to day depending on how well I slept the night before. So every morning I wake up, and the first thing, assuming that I wake up before Hunter, he'll usually sleep till 8:30. And on an ideal day, I would wake up around 7:30. First thing I do is, of course, go pee because I pee every 5 minutes currently. And then I will tongue scrape. I bought, per Lauren Bostick via the Skinny Confidential, I love her and Michael's show. Their content is so great. And she always talks about the importance of tongue scraping. And so I purchased a tongue scraper about a year ago, I think. And then I proceeded to get everybody in my family a tongue scraper because I realized the insane benefits and how, I mean, maybe it's just like a placebo effect, but I feel like if I don't scrape my tongue in the morning, I feel more tired. And I don't know if that's correlated to like swallowing, this is kind of gross, but like swallowing the bacteria that collects in your mouth overnight. So I got the copper tongue scraper per Lauren Bostick's recommendation, and it is great. So highly recommend implementing this into your routine every morning if you do not already tongue scrape. It's gross to talk about. I don't know why I'm getting so grossed out, but there's like so much gunk that can build up in your mouth and bacteria. And usually the first thing that most people do in the morning, if you're like health conscious, is drink water. So before I drink my water, I make sure I tongue scrape and get all of that gunk off of my mouth and out of my mouth. And then I will go out in the kitchen and I will pour a giant glass of cold water. And then I will proceed to put in my chlorophyll drops in the water. I usually do like 5 to 10 drops. And I started implementing this into my routine, I think it was like about 2 years ago. And I've noticed such a huge improvement in my skin. And apparently it acts as a natural deodorant. And it's just such like a dark green, beautiful, vibrant color. And it just makes you feel like you're doing something good for your body first thing in the morning. So I literally never skip my chlorophyll water. Like if I'm traveling, always got to bring my chlorophyll water. Also highly recommend drinking out of a straw when you do it, just because it can stain your teeth. So yeah, do that every single morning. And then lately I've been having like 2 breakfasts, and I know that that doesn't sound the healthiest, but I always like to make sure that I put something in my stomach before I drink my cup of coffee every morning. So lately what I've been doing is I will make a bowl of Greek yogurt, just because I like to get in some sort of protein first thing. So yeah, I will usually do a bowl of Greek yogurt, like a cup of Greek yogurt. And then lately I've been putting, like sometimes I'll do banana, chia seeds, and like a drizzle of honey. But lately I've been buying these organic cotton candy grapes. They're the green ones that are like really round and hard and crunchy and just so delicious. And so every morning I've been putting just grapes on top of my Greek yogurt, and it's been so good and so satisfying. So I'll usually have like a cup of Greek yogurt, and that'll be like, you know, a good source of like 16 grams of protein. And then I will go over and make my morning cup of coffee, which I absolutely love and savor every single morning. It's just like such a great reward to wake up to. And it's such like a ritual that I've created in my morning routine that I just wake up and look forward to. So I'll make my cup of coffee. In that, I will add cinnamon and turmeric. And then once that's done, I'll pour the creamer in my cup of coffee and add a scoop of collagen. So that's another like 20 grams of protein right there. And then I will froth that up with my hand frother, and it's just so good. It's so, so good. So clearly, as you guys can tell, I'm prioritizing my protein intake as much as I can, just to fuel my body and to feel satiated and to feel good. And I know protein is having a really big moment right now, which I am absolutely loving. So trying to hit my at least 100 grams of protein a day, if I can. They say that you're supposed to consume the amount of protein in grams as you are in body weight. So say you're 150 pounds, consume 150 grams of protein. I try to hit that every day. Sometimes I don't achieve that, but I try to incorporate at least some sort of protein into every single meal so I can hit my goals. And then after my cup of coffee, I always have to clean the kitchen. I can't leave the house without the kitchen being cleaned. And usually, for the most part, it's usually pretty picked up from the night before. Like, I will have cooked dinner, done all the dishes, wiped all the counters down, et cetera, et cetera. So after my cup of coffee, I'll usually just make sure that the kitchen is all tidy and neat. I'll usually like tidy up the house, make sure Hunter's toys are picked up. There's no like big messes that I have to deal with. And I don't know why. I think it's probably due to the fact that I'm not working as much right now as far as modeling goes. But my OCD during this pregnancy has been rampant. Rampant? Rampant? Am I making up a word? Anyways, you guys get what I'm saying. It has been crazy. And I think it has to do probably with the fact that I feel kind of out of control as far as, you know, a lot of things go in my life right now. Currently, I can't control really the physical changes that are happening to my body. I am not really working that much right now. So I think it has a lot to do with control. And so the one thing that I can really control in my environment is the cleanliness of my house. And so my OCD has just been taking over. So I don't know if anybody else experiences this. And I don't know if it's like a thing that happens during pregnancy, but whew, when I tell you this obsessive compulsiveness, it's pretty crazy. So if I'm able to do that before Hunter gets up, I feel so much better. And then when I'm done drinking my coffee, I will always take my vitamins. Right now, I'm keeping it pretty simple. So my supplement lineup right now is, of course, my prenatals. I am currently taking Rituals prenatal, and I took that during my first pregnancy as well. I really liked it, and I continue to really like it. So highly recommend Ritual. And then I also take a liposomal vitamin C. I take a D3 and a probiotic, and that's pretty much it. Keeping it pretty simple. So that's another non-negotiable that I hit every single morning, taking my vitamins. And then, of course, after my coffee, I will fill up my water bottle just so that way I have it with me. It's my emotional support water bottle. So everywhere I go, it comes with me just to make sure that I'm staying hydrated throughout the day. And right now with the air quality in LA and just... it's very, very important. So those are the things that I try and hit before Hunter wakes up. And then, of course, once he wakes up, all hell breaks loose. No, I'm kidding. It's usually me making him breakfast, and then we'll sit and we'll have breakfast together at the table. We'll usually talk about his day, what he's excited for. It's really cute, and it's something that I really cherish about my morning routine, and I just really try to be present during that time and soak up all of his cuteness and just his love, because he's just the sweetest boy, and I feel so lucky and grateful that I have the time to be able to do that with him every single day. And his breakfast differs every single day depending on what he's in the mood for. It'll either be, you know, eggs with some fruit and toast, which it was this morning, or it'll be oatmeal, or it'll be, he requests pancakes a lot. So sometimes it's pancakes or waffles. So it's fun to kind of just like see what he's in the mood for. So we'll sit down, we'll have our breakfast together, And then I feed the dog. And then I will go in, make our bed. That's another non-negotiable that I have to hit every single morning. Making the bed is something that I also feel like I can't really leave the house without doing. It just makes me feel better, especially at night, getting into like a nice made fresh bed. So that's another thing that I do. And then, of course, I'll go in and I will brush my teeth. And something that I've also been doing while pregnant is making sure that I gua sha and jade roll my face every single day before I go in and like either do my makeup or put my sunscreen on, depending on what the day is looking like. But I keep my gua sha and my jade roller in my freezer, so they're nice and cold. And so I'll apply my skincare. I usually don't wash my face in the morning. I just let all of the products from the night before just like soak in and do their thing. And then I will apply usually like a vitamin C serum, especially right now because I'm experiencing melasma from the pregnancy. So I'm trying to just use like brightening products. And then I will go in with like a rose water misting spray to like lubricate my face for the gua sha. And then I'll usually just gua sha and jade roll my face for like 5 minutes while Hunter is, you know, playing, or if Josh is home, then he'll be hanging out with Josh. And yeah, for the most part, I feel like that's like my morning routine. Those are my diehard non-negotiables that I have to hit every single day in order to feel like I can really start my day and feel accomplished. Okay, so now let's hop into the nighttime routine. So my nighttime routine usually consists of, I mean, of course, I'll cook dinner for the family. We'll sit down, we'll have a nice family dinner. And then most of the time, if I cook dinner, Josh will do the dishes. And then on, you know, the occasion that he cooks dinner, then I'll do the dishes and clean up the kitchen. And we'll usually have dinner around like 6:30, 7 o'clock. And that's another thing that I also really try and emphasize is the importance of sitting down together as a family and having a meal, especially dinner time. I grew up doing that every single night with my family, and I feel like it's such an important tradition. It's such a great way to connect and enjoy each other's company and reflect on the day. And it's something that I really, really cherish. And we've created some really special memories doing that every single night. And I think it also creates a really great habit for your children too. Like, I know that Hunter looks forward to it every single night. And, you know, he'll help set the dinner table and we'll usually light some candles and turn the lights down and then play jazz music. It's just like this ritual that we do. And we ask Hunter about his day and it's just a great time. So as soon as dinner is done, I will usually start winding things down. So I'll usually give Hunter a bath and put his jammies on, brush his teeth, get him all ready for bed so that way I can focus on myself, the very little time that I do have to myself. So once he's all good to go, I feel like, okay, now I can take some time for myself. So I'll usually go into the bathroom, wash my face. This is something that I really try to take my time with and use it as like a very intentional time to just be with myself and really take care of myself. This is the one time in my day where I feel like I'm not like rushing. And if this means like giving Hunter his iPad for 15 or 20 minutes, then I will do that if Josh is unable to watch him, because it's something that I really try to give myself, because I feel like I'm running around all day, taking care of everybody else, doing a million things. So I highly recommend everybody doing that and giving that to yourself, because it's really important to do that, even if it is just 10 or 15 minutes. So I'll go in. I always double cleanse my face. I'll usually start out with a micellar water to get all of the makeup or tinted sunscreen or whatever I'm wearing that day off my face. And then I will go in and use a gentle cleanser just to get all of the excess whatever stuff I missed from the micellar water. Right now, this is really embarrassing to admit, but I honestly love Cetaphil. Come at me. Like, I'm sorry. I know that it's not the cleanest. I know that it's like a super cheap drugstore brand, but it's gentle and it never breaks me out. So if I'm not using Cetaphil, then I just purchased the Clear Stem cleanser, which I'm really liking so far. So I'll switch it up every other night. I'll do like the Clear Stem one. And then on the nights that I don't, I will use Cetaphil. And then, like I mentioned before, I am struggling with some melasma and dark spots from the pregnancy. They call it pregnancy mask. And so I am trying to clear that up as much as possible. I know that it goes away after giving birth. It's just due to hormonal changes in your body. And I experienced the same thing with Hunter as well. So I purchased, apparently it's viral on TikTok, it's just a turmeric and kojic acid soap. And it was like $4.99 on TikTok. So yeah, I've been washing my face with that as well, hoping that it will just like brighten up those dark spots. So after I cleanse my face, I will go in and do my nighttime skincare routine, which is also pretty simple. It's like a 3 or 4 step routine. I'll either go in with my serum from Osmosis MD, I believe is the brand. I'll have to double check. And then go in with my moisturizer from Skin Worship, which is a place here in Beverly Hills. And I got a facial from Leslie at Skin Worship about 3 years ago, and she introduced me to these products, and they are my holy grail. I love these two products so much. And so I will go in, serum, moisturizer, and then I will usually do an eye cream and call it a night. I honestly have found that the more simple I keep my skincare routine, the better. I remember at one point in my life, I was doing like a 10-step skincare routine, and it was just irritating my skin too much. I think less is more. And then I will make sure that my face feels like very hydrated before I go to bed. So right before I get in bed, I'll like mist my face with some rose water just to like go in looking like a glazed donut. So after I'm done with my face, I will move on to my body because I am trying to avoid getting stretch marks at all costs. Knock on wood, I did not get any when I was pregnant with Hunter. And so far, I do not see any visible stretch marks, but I think it's because I am so vigilant about oiling up my body every single night before I go to bed. So I am currently using the Mother Body Butter to lather my belly in that. And then I'll go in and I will use the belly oil from Pure Mama Skincare. And I have also been absolutely loving that as well. So I am literally soaking wet every single night before I hop in bed. But I'll usually try and like let it dry for a sec, and then I'll put on some clothes, like a big giant t-shirt, so that way it doesn't get all over the sheets, because your girl is lubed the F up. I am lubing up my belly, my boobs, my ass, my thighs, all of the things. And then another thing that I'm also doing currently, because I am getting so close to giving birth, I'm also rubbing vitamin E oil on my perineum, right? Is that how you pronounce it? Perineum? Anyways, it's the area between your asshole and your vagina. And I am lubing that baby up before this baby comes to prevent tearing. Because as most of you know, I am planning on doing another home birth and giving birth naturally. So anything that I can do to prevent tearing down there, I am going to do. So I have been incorporating that as well. So after I've done my whole skincare routine, I will go in the bedroom, turn down the lights. We have a hatch nightlight, so I will usually put on the red setting. So it's red lighting in the room, and I'll turn off all of the white lights. That way there's not blue lights like infiltrating our eyes right before we go to bed. And then I have this really nice lavender spray that I've been spraying on the pillows before we go to bed. And before I hop in bed, I always make sure that I have a big giant glass of water on my bedside table, just so that way in the middle of the night and when I'm waking up to go pee every 5 seconds, I can just take a little sips of water here and there. Right now, every single night, I've been drinking raspberry leaf tea to help soften my cervix in preparation for birth. Oh, it's so crazy. And that's pretty much it, guys. I mean, for the most part, pretty simple. I wish that I could say that I had more time for like journaling and meditating. But as many of you know who are parents as well, the morning times are always kind of like chaotic and it's rushed. And I'm always trying to get in like my top priorities before Hunter wakes up. If I do have time in the mornings, what I've loved doing recently is we have a really nice fireplace in our house. So I'll go to the fireplace and I'll turn the fire on. I have a stack of books right next to the fireplace and my journal sitting right there. So if I have time, I will go and I will read, you know, like a snippet from like the Daily Stoic or why am I blanking on the author's name? But anyways, he writes these beautiful little like vignettes. So it's just like quick little kind of quotes, and I will go and read like 10 pages of that just to, you know, draw some inspiration from that and take away something. And then if I do have time, I will write in my journal. Yeah, but other than that, I keep it pretty simple for the most part. But like I said before, I find it very interesting to hear other people's. And so I thought I would hop on here and share mine with you all. I hope that you can take away something valuable from this episode and maybe start incorporating something new into your morning or nighttime routine. But yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really enjoy doing episodes like this, all like based around wellness and optimizing your life and yeah, just taking care of yourself. I really value all of those things, as many of you know, considering you listen to this podcast and that's what it's all about. Anyways, I will talk to you all in the next episode. I can't wait for the next episode. You guys are going to love it. It's with one of my dearest friends here in LA, and she just means so much to me. So I can't wait for you all to hear her story and take away so many great tips from her as well. So I will see you all in the next episode. Love you all. Thank you for the support. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you gained some insight on how to practice becoming more mindful, learned the importance of listening to your intuition, gained some lifestyle takeaways and fitness tips. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to the podcast. It means so much to me and is really the best way to support the show. And if you feel inclined, please do not hesitate to leave a review. You can follow me on Instagram at Cherokee Lucre and the podcast at The MILF Way. So make sure you follow along to access my personal content and content pertaining to the podcast to help you become the best version of yourself. Talk to you all very soon. Love, love.